Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 21st of September. Following news of the impending shake-up of the traffic light system, tour operator EasyJet Holidays has experienced an immediate bump in bookings. It says that's true, especially for October half-term bookings with breaks to Mallorca, Antalya, Tenerife and Sharm el-Sheikh leading the way. There is also a growing increase in city break bookings. Consumer demand for winter breaks also increased, with November and December bookings also seeing significant growth. There is pent-up demand for holidays as holiday makers are feeling more confident to book, with families in particular rushing to book breaks for October half-term. The latest bill proposal to allow cruise ships to bypass port calls in Canada has enraged the British Columbia cruise industry. The Tribal Tourism Sovereignty Act was introduced into the US House of Representatives by Alaskan Congressman Don Young, which wants to give a permanent exemption to federal laws that require foreign-flagged ships to make an international stopover. A temporary exemption was permitted, called the Alaska Tourism Recovery Act, due to Canada's COVID ban on cruise ship calls. It would heavily impact the stopover ports of Victoria, Nanaimo and Prince Rupert, and to a lesser extent to the port of Vancouver. British Columbia's Minister of Transportation said the province is concerned over the bill, which would impact the $2.5 billion in revenue that Alaska-bound ships generate. The German government has extended its financial and technical support to funding wildlife and nature conservation in Tanzania through bilateral cooperation between the two traditional partner states in tourism development. The Tanzania National Parks said in its recent statement that the signed agreement will cover conservation projects in Katavi and Mahali ecosystems in the Southern Highlands and Western tourist circuits of Tanzania. The conservation project will also cover the Serengeti Ecosystem Development Conservation Program. Some of the activities that will be carried out in Serengeti are strengthening the conservation of natural resources there. The German government is also committed to supporting the newly established five parks for sustainable wildlife conservation and tourism development in Tanzania and other parts of Africa. To help meet road trip demand, Amadeus and Expedia Group are teaming up to expand access to their car hire content. The partnership will see customers have more options to search and book their preferred car vendors on Expedia Group sites, with the company's family of brands Expedia, Egencia, Travelocity, Orbitz, CarRentals.com, and Cheap Tickets to benefit long-term from the Amadeus global footprint, technology, and depth of car content. Amadeus has also added 13 new car rental providers onto its platform, which brings its total portfolio to 40 car rental and 33 transfer providers in more than 3,500 cities and 191 countries worldwide. A new study from Market Research Future estimates that the global market size of the car rental industry will grow 7.9% by 2023, with North America the major contributor to this growth. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.